HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
It's great to have you, Pawan, person with your incredible accomplishments on our podcast. What an amazing story of your life. You've been in Dhoom School, then you went out to IIT, then you went to Stanford, you went back and taught at Dhoom School. I'm going to use the word fooled around with your dad's business, because I refer to it a little more. And then became the founder of Daksh, which at one stage employed close to 40,000 people. When IBM acquired it, you sold the company and then continued as CEO of IBM Daksh, and then decided to move on. And now you're in a very exciting phase of your life with Uber.
Right.
What would your advice be to, say, a bunch of young entrepreneurs who are starting out, take yourself back to soon after your Dhoom School teaching days, when you came and joined your dad, and think about that there are thousands and thousands of people in our country, and with the Prime Minister talking about Startup India and so on. I think there is a lot that entrepreneurs would love to learn from you. So what would your advice be to some of them?
So a couple of things. First is that your college education is not the end of your education. So treat your first and second jobs as part of that education process. What that means is that over-index your decision-making on which company you work with based on the learnings and experiences and not on the money that they make. I do find that a lot of youngsters make a decision based on how much they get paid and lose a very valuable opportunity to work with companies which may be paying a little less, but where your learning will be tremendous. So that's the first thing. The second thing I have noticed in youngsters of today, and I have the good fortune of working with some of the brightest, is if they're in a growth company, they do not have patience. So they will get into a role, and in 9 months, they will expect that they will move on to a different role or get promoted. You are not maturing if you are going to change very rapidly. And in the grand scheme of things, it is better that you develop in each role rather than try and hops, skip and jump very quickly. So I think patience is something which is extremely important.
I see a lot of young people starting businesses because of the valuation.
Right.
What would your thoughts be on that?
One of the things I tell my teams all the time is, assume you're dead and gone, and you know, you're lying in a casket and people are coming and talking about you. How would you like them to remember you? Whether it is your friends, it is your family, and I know it's difficult to kind of visualize this, but once you have a view of what direction you want to go in, then is your current journey going in that direction?
Okay.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are short-sighted because no one will remember you because you had a big valuation.
Yeah.
But they will remember you for the impact that you create.
Correct.
Valuation may be an outcome of impact. When Jeff Bezos started Amazon, I don't think he was thinking of valuation or even thinks of it today. He thinks of what the impact is. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is very important. My second learning is that when you start with valuation in mind or wealth creation in mind, you're so focused on short-term decision-making versus what's right for the business that usually that doesn't happen, or it happens because you deploy the wrong means. Mm-hmm. So if you want to create wealth, focus on creating impact and creating a legacy. Wealth is an outcome.
Okay, one last question that I ask everyone I speak to. You know, you've got 24, 25 years of experience. Mm-hmm. You've got another 15, 20, 30 years of work ahead. What is your learning from the biggest failure? Difficult to think of a biggest failure, but from any failure, say.
I think you have to realize what your weaknesses are and compliment yourself. I, as a person, am emotional. I make an emotional connection with people. I like businesses to make an emotional connection with their customers, with their employees and society. If you ask me, that's a strength. Consequently, what I also learned is that because I like this emotional connection, I at times do not take hard decisions when you have someone who's underperforming. And in Dutch, what I realized was in one particular instance, because I did not make a hard decision, I had to let go many hundreds of our employees because finally that customer decided to pull back that business. And it was an extremely, extremely hard learning for me.
Yeah.
Because while I did what I thought was right for one person, and I was being soft on that individual, many hundreds of people lost their jobs because of me. And in hindsight, when that person left our organization, went and succeeded somewhere else and did extremely well. So I think the learning for me was that as a leader, you have to take the tough decisions because that's the right thing to do. And you cannot let emotion come in the way. Now, you may soften the impact by assisting people. And I think that was a very hard lesson for me.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT SmartCast original.
HT SmartCast.